most flavour. Let's go. On 947. 9 to 12, Monday to Friday.
So medical schemes are non-profits. There is some sort of administrator. They can make profits out of administration fees, but, you know, the schemes are essentially non-profit. There's, you know, percentages, usually around 10% of the premium goes to admin and marketing. So there's all the stuff that goes into this. And we thought it would be good to bring in just somebody who can give us a sense of things when it comes to medical aid schemes and how they work. We have financial journalist Maya Fisher-French on the line. She's in Cape Town to chat to us about why medical aid schemes cost so much. That is the reality, and that's the bottom line when it's all said and done. Good morning, Maya. Thank you for your time.
Yes, good morning. A real bugbear, I think, for most people are the costs of their medical schemes.
Yeah, I mean, just a quick one, Maya. One of the issues that always comes up is we all pay the same, but we don't claim the same because we have different things. Take me through that quickly.
I think this is really important. It's one of the reasons medical schemes are so expensive is there is this Medical Schemes Act. You know, there's a law that governs medical schemes. And it says to medical schemes, you may not differentiate. You may not say to somebody with diabetes, you will pay more, although you will probably claim more. So it's a way of equalizing and cross-subsidizing. But of course, that becomes really expensive for healthy members, I suppose. So, I mean, if you, for example, there are a list of prescribed minimum benefits, 270 of them, that the schemes have to, by law, provide. And the schemes, that costs the schemes about 800 Rand per member. So, you know, if you're trying to come up with a really cost-effective scheme, you know, even that alone is a number that you can't go below. So, and then you've got rates of hospitalization. So people who have a lot of elective surgery, maybe as you get older, for example, hips and knees and all that, you know, those cost a lot. And we saw even during COVID, you know, ironically, claims actually reduced because they closed all the hospitals for elective procedures.
Yeah.
And we saw that the schemes run a surplus for the first time. And what did we see the following year? We saw very, very low increases in premiums. So the rate of claims has a huge impact on the increase in premiums. So as you can understand, the schemes are really trying to attract younger, healthier people into their schemes so that they can try and bring down the claims rate and therefore try and bring down premiums.
Yeah, the other thing, of course, is how to navigate from one, say, plan to the next, because maybe you realize that, no, actually, I don't need this. Oh, no, this is way too much. And maybe the value is not reciprocated. Take me through that as well.
Yes, I think there's quite a few things that when you're looking at a plan that you really need to consider. So one of the ones, for example, is do I just get a plain hospital plan or do I have a plan that also has savings? And this is difficult for a young person who says, well, you know what, I never get sick.
Sure.
If I choose a plan that also has savings, I could have this money stuck in the scheme that I actually need for other stuff that I have to pay for in my life, right?
Yeah.
Or you may have only a hospital plan with no savings, but then something happens during the year. And now where do you get the money from? You're usually putting it on your credit card, you know?
Mm.
So I think it would be nice to have a scheme where you had a lot more flexibility around that. And I think flexibility is a big part of what schemes really need to start offering to people. Even things like, I mentioned the elective procedures, right? Your hip replacements and that. As a young person, you're not likely going to need a hip replacement, right? So what if you had a plan that said, okay, you can put in quite a big co-payment, like, you know, when you get a car, insurance, and you can increase the excess, it makes your premium lower.
Yeah.
You're saying, well, you know, as a young person, that's a risk I'm prepared to take because I'm probably not likely to need those elective procedures. So I think there are, you know, if we could see plans being flexible around that, then those are some of the ways to make it more cost effective to attract some of the younger people.
Absolutely. Some key issues that you've put on the table, Maya, certainly giving a lot of us something to think about. Thank you so much for your time. And I know this won't be the last of this conversation.
Great. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Financial journalist Maya Fisher-French chatting to us from Cape Town about medical aid schemes. Something to think about. Let it land. Let it sink in.